Vastra 86.
Before we start the next Gemara Bahu Arve, I want to finish the end of Tesfas. But this is Be'etzem HaKdoma to the next Sugya Bahu Arve. The Ktsois, Ali Yesoides, the Ktsois, Gibbots from this Sugya, and of them the Maisegei, the Ganze next Sugya. Shittas HaTesfas, that Maskonas HaGemore, and Daf Lamed Beis in Bobe Basre, Omar Rav Idi Barovin, Hilchese Kerab Yosef Be'are, Ukerabe Bezuz, Hilchese Kerabe Be'are, Ukerab Yosef Bezuze, Shittas HaTesis, that Maskonas HaSugi is, that Migu Lehoitzi Lo Yamrinu. This is what Lemaise Tesis in Gan Shas, Bo Metzir Daf Beis, Bo Metzir Kuftet Zayim, Ksuves, Tesis is Moitzi from our Sugi, that Migu Lehoitzi Lo Yamrinu. Migul ha'itzi lo yamrina. This is the yesod be'etzem of the sugya. Migul ha'itzi lo yamrina. Bekarka is a muhzik. When he's not a muhzik, migul ha'itzi lo yamrina. And the rishonim shlok tzach of teisves, the bring rice, nishtazay. But shittas ha'teisves that migul ha'itzi lo yamrina. When teisves finished to learn that dosit maskonas ha'gemore, that migul ha'itzi lo yamrina, teisves answers a kasha, a small kasha. How I could say la'alochet that migu lehoitzi lo yamrinen is the gemore and ksuvas daf pehei that is muchach that migu lehoitzi yamrinen. What is the sugi in ksuvas daf pehei? The ma'aseh of yema bar chashu. He sent someone, he owed someone money, and he sent someone to give the money, and that person went and he forgot to collect the shtar. So that person came over and asked him again for the money. So Yemen paid over the money, and he forgot to collect the shtar, and the person comes over, you owe me the money again. Zog Yemen, but I sent over the money to you. She says, yeah, grada, I got the money that you sent me. But you owe me money for something else. So when I took the money, I had in das to pay under the choiv that you owed me. The Gemara says, he's Neman, and he could collect the money with a shtar. So frek teisves, the person comes over, if he would keep quiet, he could come with a shtar, you owe me money. Someone gave me money, go. Zogen, I paid you. Zogen, yeah, you paid me, but that money I had in das to take for something else. I took it for something else. Migu, that I could have said that I never got money. Believe me that I got the money, but I took it for something else. He's never to say that he took it for something else, and he could collect with a shtar. He's never. That's the Gemara. Frek Teisus, it's a migul ha'itzi. It's mamash a migul ha'itzi. Why it's a migul ha'itzi? It's a migul ha'itzi because lemaisa now al pi aloche Yenem paid over the money. And because you have a migu, you're going and you're collecting the money. It's like a migu lehoitzi. And in our sugya we say, migu lehoitzi lehaminen. Bekarka, he's sitting inside the karka. But in a shtar choiv, by us also. He had a migu, he could have said it's a good shtar and he will take the money. Now he wants to say that he had a different shtar. We don't let him to collect the money. Because we say migu lehoitzi lehaminen. So why in the Gemara and Ksuves, we say migu lehoitzi? This is Teisus Kash. And Teisus says two words. Shaini osam de ikeshta. What is the pshat in Teisus? So the Ramban, and the Ramban is not Teisus. The Ramban zok pshat at the answer Teisus kasha. Zok the Ramban, he doesn't understand Teisus kasha bichlal. Why? This person is coming with a shta. You tell him, you send me money. I send you money, I'm potu. You tell him, listen, I could have said I never got the money. Migul, that I could have said that I never got the money, believe me that I took that money for something else. Zog the Ramban, so the migul is there. Believe me that money that you sent me, I took for something else. So we believe you that money that he sent you, you took for something else. So the migul helps that money that he sent you, you took for something else. Over the shtar, no one touched the shtar. Zog the Ramban, zibichlam nishkin migul ha'itzi. The Ne'emanus is not in this shtar. This shtar is a good shtar. You send me money. Believe me, when I took that money, I meant for something else. And I remember that I meant for something else, but maybe when I tell you, I never took the money. Oh, but the fact that I'm goyve now the choyv, what are the shakas? I'm goyve the choyv because I have a shtar. So the Ramban answers that there's no shaykhis to migul ha'itzi bichlal. Because in that case, the migul is not on the money from the shtar. The shtar is a good shtar. You say you send money, I'm telling you, that money went for something else. Taisus didn't answer that. Taisus didn't answer that, and the Achoni maybe Echav Nochem explains maybe why Taisus didn't answer like that. Taisus says two words. Shaini hosom de ike shtar. This is not the pshat of the Ramban. The Ramban says that he bichlal no shaykhis to migul ha'itzi. The Ne'emanus is that the money that I took for something else. So what is the pshat in Taisus? Shaini hosom de ike shtar. Shaini hosom de ike shtar. What is the terms? It's a migul ha'itzi. Why it's a migul ha'itzi? We don't learn like the Ramban. So why it's called migul ha'itzi? It's called migul ha'itzi because when I have a shtar, and this shtar be'etzem cannot collect money if you pay me. The ma'isa, you paid me, I can't collect money because you paid me. I want you to believe me now that I could collect money. This is migul ha'itzi. The Ramban says, no, we make a whole shtikl teira. We say, the money that I paid for something else, the man, I never touched the shtar. So the lashon from the Ramban is not shiny host on the ikel shtar. If you don't remember, the Torah says, no shaykhis to migul ha'itzi. Migul ha'itzi is by us. I don't have a shtar. I have a fake shtar. Migul, I could have said that I had a shtar. Believe me now I have nothing. I want to be ma'itzi mamon. I'm taking out money kedin. You say you send money. I'm telling you, the money that you send went for something else. So if the money that you send went for something else, the mele is not called that you pay me back. It's not called that you pay me back. Those are the shaykhis to the gemara. So Taisa says words, shiny hosom de ike shtar. What is the pshat shiny awesome the ikeshta? Zok the ktsois, maybe 5-6 times, and I want to miyas it because the whole lomnus of the next sugya, the ktsois boys are this yisoy. Zok the ktsois and simen pei beis if cotton ches, and pei gimos if cotton hay, and pei dalet if cotton beis. Zok the ktsois is a aloche shtar haoymed li govois ke govui domi. If a person has a shtar on his friend, shtar ha'oimed li govois ke govui domi. B'meile zog dikzeis chidushim nifloim. I have a shtar that you owe me money, I'm holding on to this money already. So if it says that you owe me money in the shtar, I'm holding on to the money. Now what you tiny? You paid me already. I'm saying you didn't pay me already. I'm holding on to the money. You're right. If you paid me, I'm not allowed to hold on to the money. Oh, but the shtar himself, I'm holding on to the money. So val ki'ilo, I'm holding on to the money. So when a person takes out a shtar, zog diktzois, we see money inside the shtar. The lashon of Reb Chaim is, shtar afsere dechoyt, I hold on. This means you could moisel mesire, you could give out the shtar, you could sell it to a person. The shtar, in shtar lik dechoyt, the lashon of Reb Chaim alemol. Kola'imed li'igobes ke'gobri domi. So I'm holding the money in my hand. It's a migula ha'azik, not a migula ha'itzi. You write that before you need to make a lemaise to go over to take it. So while I have a shtar by me, it's called a migul lehafzik. This is the way the Ktzois learns pshat and tesis. So we have two mehalchim. The first mehalch is the Ramban, not because the shtar makes it a muhzik. The tesis is the migul is not touching this money. The migul is talking on the other money. But that's not tesis. Tesis learns this, while I have a shtar, ki'ilu I machzik the money in my hands, and while I machzik the money in my hands, I'm called a muhzik, I'm not called a hoitzi, and b'meila I'm nemun b'migu. As I learned the ktsois. Zot the ktsois lefi dem apor chidushim. He says, l'moshel, it's only b'shtar that you could be goyve from Yeshua Abodim. There's two kinds of shtars, moshel. A person has ksav yodoy. Ksav yodoy, you could come to me to collect money for me. You can't go to my lekuchas. Every time a person will write a shtar to his friend, I owe you money, you'll go to collect it in the lekuchas, and then we'll divide it. When a person owes money, only if he owes be'edim, you can give it for the lekuchas. Zog the ktsois, the steretz of tesis is only in a festa shtar, that the shtar is chosum be'edim, v'al da'aloch is shtar ha'im and ha'igobes ki'gobri domi, and you have a koyach gvir from lekuchas, b'meila I become a muhzik, I become a ba'ilim gomu, and b'meila I'm called lehachzik. Avada zog the ktsois. And here's the Nefkim Mina. I know it's Dakis, but the Ktzei says it over and over and over. And Midaf Meyasidus. Again, I'm saying it be'ikir for the next sugya. Zog the Ktzeis. What would be Lemoshal if it's a Suffolk, if it's a Shtar or not? A person takes out a Shtar. I claim it's not a Shtar. It's Mezuyev. He claims it is a Shtar. It's not Mezuyev. He has a Migu. He could be Mekayim it. Oh, but I claim that it's not a Shtar. He claims that it is a Shtar. B'chai Gadne, it's called Migu Lehoitzi. Because I claim that he's not a Muchzik. What he claims that he's a Muchzik doesn't make him a Muchzik. Only if he has a real Shtar, even if maybe I paid him, then you say it's a Migu Lehazik. But if we have an argument, if we have a Shtar, or if we don't have a Shtar, that's a Nishkin Migu Lehazik. Every time when a person writes a shtar, he's already holding on to the money. Now you claim that, so he's, when you see the shtar, you see money in his hands. Now you claim you paid him. Say no, he says he didn't. So he's allowed to write to hold on to his money. But Luya Tzir is a suffix if it's a shtar, then it's a migula hoitzi. The Ktzois and Pebeis, Sif Gotten Ches, the last five lines, the Ktzois says, a Mordechai, a lady gets married. She has a ksuvah. But Lemaisa, she's not a psula. But she says, believe me that I'm a psula when we got married. It doesn't say how much in the ksuva. Believe me that I'm a psula. I have a migu. I could have said Misha Arastani Ne Nasti. So the Gemara in Ksuvas wants to give the lady all different migus that she could collect the money. Zogin Rishayni Migu Lehoitzi. Aye, she has a shtar. The Torah says, the husband says, I never married you. I married our mother. If I never married a psula, you were never muhzik in the money. The yesod of shtar ha'imel le'igoves is only when we have a shtar borur lefoneinu. This is the yesod. That the shtar is a shtar kosher lekule alme. The case of Sitroi. That shtar is a good shtar. So we look at shtar like a piece of money. If the person was holding on money, even if you paid him, say that you paid him, so he has to give you back the money. But he's holding on to the money. When he's holding on to the shtar, he's holding on to the money. If he's holding on to the money, it's a migula achzik. This is Migul Achzik. Oh, but I know. Why am I madgish it? If you learn quickly, stop. Pshat and Teis says, Migul B'tziruf Shtar, it helps. So even if it's an argument if it's a Shtar, oh, but the Migul says that it's a Shtar, it will help. This is not the vote. The vote is that it's not called a Migul Lehoitzi. Why it's not called a Migul Lehoitzi? Because Shtar Ha'im El Le'igoves Kegovi Domi. Val Shtar Ha'im El Le'igoves Kegovi Domi. It's called that I'm Machzik the moment. That's what you say to the Ktzais. What Taisus earlier said in the beginning in the Amud, Taisus never spoke about Shtar Choyv. You know that some of Foshim learn like that. Taisus talks about a karka, someone is sitting in a karka, and he has a migu that the karka is his, against Morikame, so Taisus calls him Lehoitzi. So Taisus, but if he has a Shtar with him, or if he has a Chazoka with him, and as a Shaila, if the Shtar and the Chazoka are good, the migu can help him because he's a Muzak in the karka. There's no Shaila that the Taisus here. Taisus here is a bazunda rezach and a choyv. And Taisus was asking kilu b'sikum asugya. If migul ha'itzi lo yamrin and bofin ebshat and digmor and sitroi, when as they learn the ktsois, and he asks his kashas, and he has chidushim, and he has choylik, and shachim, and ansmaim, mikoyach this avone, that we look at the person that is holding the shtar, we have to have this avone, keilu he's machzik money, even on the tzad that someone paid him. Because shtar ha'im in ligoviz kegobi domi. Aber if kula alma maskul was a shtar, the shal, if he paid or not, that's his migul ha'achzik. But if it's a suffix, if it's a shtar lemashu, does it nishkin migul lehatzik? This is the avona in Taisus. So this chelik, I think, is poshet. So we're learning in Taisus HaYesoy, that when a person has a shtar, and he's machzik the shtar, he's called lehatzik, and it's migul lehatzik, not migul lehatzik. If this is MS, lo mehev tzach lo lernen, the next sugya, it's ha'ashlom ed fridig sugya, and we'll see how the Ktzois uses this svore. Every second in the sugya, the Ktzois uses this svore. Lo mehev tzach on the Gemara. Ahu arve, the omar le loive, was the orev, that told the loive, havi le meo zuz, de parati le moive iluche. I pay for you the choyv, pay me back. Zog the Rashbam, de parati le malve iluche, ke goin orev kablon, ina mi ke goin she omar amalve, b'shasa alvoye, me mishe erza efra. So the Mefoshim, the Shach is Oymen and the Rashbam, why the Rashbam says, Orev Kablon? What is Orev Kablon? Orev Kablon is, normally in a normal Orev, you can't go to the Orev first. You first have to go to the person that owes the money. If he doesn't want to pay, or if he doesn't have what to pay, then you can go to the Orev. And Orev Kablon, you can go right away to the Orev. So Rashbam is mind here, why the Orif Beit was the Orif Kablon? Inam, he made a tonight that he could go over to him right away. Zog the Shach, why the Rashbam didn't say Stam? The Orif Beit! He didn't have to, you're right. The Orif could have said, no, I don't want, go over to the Loive. The Orif was nice and he paid. Zog the Shach, Mikan Ryan, a person has to know that La Aloch is Zog the Shach, that if an Orif pays, the Malve, the Loive doesn't have to pay him back. No one asked you to pay. Only if Orev Kablon you had to pay. Or if you went to Beis Din and Yenem didn't want to pay, and Beis Din tells you, you are Orev, you have to pay, then you have to pay. But if not, you don't have to pay, Taki. So the Rashbam was mind me the sugye be Orev Kablon, inami, ki gan sh'omar amal ve b'shasa alvoy me misha erzaev. The shittel anoydel in me says, nochay nafkemine, he says, that if it's not an Orev Kablon, how you know Bichlal that the guy paid him? Maybe the Loive gave you the shtar to look after it, to be a Shomer. It doesn't say your name, it says his name. So why are you collecting from me the money? I paid him. Who said you paid him? Maybe it's not, you found it in the street. Mechateisa. So the Rishonim write later on, you have to write his Kabalti. The guy has to add something on the shtar. I got the money and now it belongs to you. Could be an Orev Kablon, you don't have to do that. So maybe the Shita says, maybe this is the reason the Rashbam said, as meredo af Orev Kablon. Mikol Mokoyim, so what is the case of the Gemara? Ahu avad omar eloi ve'abili merazuzza de parati lemayet ve'iluche. Omar lei la'ap paraticho. So I'm like, yeah, but I paid you back already. Omar lei, loi hodo shakarta minoi, but you took it back. And he says, no, I never took it back. I paid you in farti. I paid you in farti. Sholcho rav idi barovi lekamei de abayi ke aigav nemayi. So what do we have here in Chetimtze? Be'etzem, the Loive is holding a shtar that the Yenem is owing him money. So Yenem, I paid you. He says, you're right, you paid me. But then I gave you back the money. So now you owe me the money again? We have to know, al pi aloche, this shtar is vertzach gomish. The aloche is, shtar shenimchal shiabudoi ein goivim boi. What is shtar shenimchal shiabudoi? Be'etzem, somebody knows why it's like that. I could write a shtar, someone owes me money. And when he gives me the money, I give him the shtar, and then he could collect for me. I gave him the shtar and he collect for me. Now he wants to give me again money, I can't use the same shtar. I can't use it. So this shtar, even if it's true that he took back the money again, this shtar is not a good shtar to ask for the money. This shtar was good for the first time. You paid, the guy has to pay you. After the guy paid you, if you claim that you gave him again the money, you don't have no proof on it. The shtar is only approved on the first time, the shtar is not approved. But you have a migu. You didn't have to tell him that he paid. You could have said that he never paid. Mamish like argimore. I have a shtar that is not a good shtar. I could keep quiet and be goyva with the shtar. Believe me that he owes me money. I could have kept quiet. So now believe me that he owes me money. Don't say the gemore. So sholach lo rab idi barovi lekamei de abayi ki aigav nemai. Sholach le abayi maiti boi aloch. Iyudo omar hilchese kavosek de rabbe ba'are. It's not a migu. Lemai says no shtar. You're right. Lama zan de loshon harashba. La vodo shakilta minoi. Vekimoi shalei porat adomi. Veloi velohoi dole bekach. Ke agav nemai dole idomi kol kach lishtar mil vedeleil. De paskin ki rabi yosef. Da osa moi de hoyo bala shtar. She shtar ache hoyo loi veneva. Velo kach eze li yiz biyodo ilisrus. Va oisa mezuyif u mamash. Dole nichta val mil vese hilka chifsit. דהיך דקאי מזוזה תיקום, אבל הוך אלוהי, הוי אלוהי לערב, לעורב שטר אחר מאוילום, כי אם זה, והילכך, אף על גב דפרינו, כיוון דודו שקלינו, כאילו לפרינו דומי. אוי דילמה, why it's not good? מכל מקום, מוידו שפרו, וקיים אלון שטר שלו ופרו, אין אחוי זו ולא יבוי, שכבר נמחל שיעבודו, והשטור יחס ובעלבו. So, למה I said, this suffix of the Gemara, is ממש the suffix from the Gemara before. And this is what Abaya told him. Abaya told him, I don't want what you want. The story before you came over, you had a shtar. Says, Mizuyev. I had a different one. Here also, you're taking a shtar. We said, we paid you. Yeah, but it was another choy. I'm just now holding on to this one. Miku Tanaik will tell you that it's a good shtar. Believe me that I gave you back the money. There's no Mizach by us. I have a shtar Mizuyev. Yes, Mizuyev, but I could have said it's a good shtar. Believe me. So Abaya Be'etzem answered Ravidi, Vos Vilste. This is Mamish the suffer. So we have to understand, what was Be'etzem, the suffix in the Gemara? What was the suffix in the Gemara? I want to be masked. Be'ashkova Rishoyna, the Gemara here is exactly like the Gemara before. We have all of the same problems. Time we go through. Lefi Rebbe Elchanan, I don't have a migu, it's no koyach hatayne. Because the shtar is not a good shtar. It's nimchal shi abudai. So I don't have a migu. I don't have a migu. It's nimchal shi abudai. If we say because I lied already, a person that lied, we don't want to give him a migu. He lied, we don't want to give him a migu. If the pshat choyzo v'toyen, he's choyzo v'toyen. If the pshat is like the Ramban, that because the shtar was not mikuyim, we don't want to be mikayim it, was the zol bezach. So what is the topic from the Gemara? The shverket in the sugya, what is the avoid in the sugya here? The avoid in the sugya is to mevarer, what was this new suffix in the Gemara? We have to know. We can't say touch such a good pshat, because Abaye says, Hay nuach. Abaye answers, yeah, it's mamish the suffix from before. So we have to know what was Rav Idi Bar Ovid, that he's the Bala Gemara before, not the Amor that was medamet. He's the Mor of the Shmaisa, he said the Gemara before, he doesn't think that it's the same. Omar le Abaye, it's doch mamish the zelbe. So let me again say that. The Ritva says the first pshat, Eina Hanami. Rav Idin didn't have a suffix. He knew it's exactly the Gemara before. He wanted to know if Abaye will agree with him from the psak that he said before. He had a shaila when he had a machlekes with Rabbe, gochin lochish le Rabbe, he gave a psak in the Bismedrash. He said, Yichasek Rabbi Yosef, Yichasek Rabbe Be'are, Yichasek Rabbi Yosef, Migu lehoitzi lo yamrinen, he was mechadesh the yisoid of Migu lehoitzi lo yamrinen, he was mechadesh the koyachatai, he was mechadesh all the sugi before that the Migu doesn't help. Now he wanted to ask his Rebbe, Abaye, if Abaye agrees to the Shtikul Teire. So he sent it to Abaye, it's like the read for the first pshat. And he wanted to see, Lama Zagun, Abaye told him, it was like Mamash what you said before. So like this, he got to ask, come from Abaye to the Sugi before. This is the first Mahalach Zag the Ritva. Rishayne. In a Mizag the Ritva, I think this is what he means, that the Sugi before, we said if he tastes, the second pshat in tastes, the person that lies, we don't like to give him a migu. Abaye, Rav Ovin taught that he is not mamish a liar. It was the Zel B'Shtar, he gave back the money. The guy doesn't feel like a real liar. I gave you the money, you asked for it back, so you're right, it's krum. Al pi halacha, the Shtar is over. But you don't look at me, the first sugya, Shtar is naifet. I went, I was Messiah for Shtar. Zog Tesis, a liar doesn't get migu. Who's like Shakran doesn't get a migu. Here, Lemaisa, I'm telling you, I paid for you. You said, you paid me, but you took it back, so you didn't pay me. Instead of belongings, you paid me. The guy doesn't feel that he's a liar. So if the problem in the sugya before was that for a liar we don't do a migu, salke daidor, the liar here is nishkin a starke liar. The Poras Yosef says a different pshat in the back. Zog the Poras Yosef, the chiluk was only in Rabbi. The chiluk was not in Abaye. In Rabbi Yosef. The chiluk was like this. Rav Idin said, you're right, exactly like the suffix before. What is the last pshat in Tosfos? Toyen v'choizo v'toyen. You can't switch the tainus. Rabbi hold, you could switch the tainus. We said, why you could switch the tainus? Because I say, this you owe me money. Not this shtar, a different shtar. Here, your mom is changing the whole story. You say that was one money he paid, and then was a different alvoa. Your mom is a toyen v'choizo v'toyen. So Rav Idin was thinking, maybe even if he rabbit that in the sugya before the migu helps, maybe in the sugya here the migu will not help. Amar le Abaye, what is the difference if the migu will help or not? Anyway, the migu doesn't help. You said Alochik Rabbi Yosef, migu lehoitzi lo yamrinen. You passing that anyway it doesn't help. You're right. That could be this case is worse from the case before. And the case before, lefi rabbit the migu helps. And maybe here the migu will not help. But you anyway hold like Rabbi Yosef. And this is the second step then the suit. Zog de Ktsois HaChoshen, the Ktsois is in Simen Pei Dalet Siv Cotton Beis. Zog de Ktsois, Rav Idin taught a Givaldik Kelondas to himself. Now he didn't have to speak it out in the sugya before. Herzog Heinrich. In the sugya before he had a Festa Machlekes, Rabbi holds migu lehoitzi, amrinen. Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold. He passes la aloha bekarka, it's not lehoitzi. The moment is, it's lehoitzi, migu lehoitzi le amrinen. Now, they came over there with a story with the Orev. The guy claimed that he had a shtar. Rav Idi taught, maybe here, Everyone will hold that it's not good. Everyone, even Rabbi, will hold that it's not good. Why? Why even Rabbi will hold that it's not good? That's a chayyim. That's a gevaldike vort. The reason even Rabbi will be masking in our sugi that it's not good. Zogt er azay. Rav Idin had a tzad. Migula haitzi lo yamrinan. This is the besmedrish from Rav Idin. This is the ktsay is going. This whole simonim is migula haitzi lo yamrinan. This is Rav Idin's chidush. But Rabbi is against him. Rabbi is against him. We remember Tesis and Baba Betzir at base. Was mit Rabbi? Migula bo yashosik. Rabbi is a problem. If we want to miyasa that migula haitzi lo yamrinan, this is Rav Idin's chidush. So was in the pshat in Rabbi? Rabbi Yosef thought, you know what? I have a new pshat in Rabbi. You know why Rabbi holds migula haitzi yamrinan? You know what is the pshat in Rabbi? The pshat is as well. The guy says, shtore me'alye haveli ve'irchas. He claims he had a good shtar. He claims that he had a good shtar, right? Well, he claims that he had a good shtar. So leshitosoi, that he claims that he had a good shtar, he was a muzik. Leshitosoi, he was a muzik. Leshitosoi, that shtore me'alye haveli ve'irchas. He was a muzik in the mamanus. You're right, we said it's garnished. We explained from the ktsois, we gave our akdome, that if a person claimed that he had a shtar, it's garnished. Because the other person claims that he never had a shtar. So if one person claims that he had a shtar, you don't become a muzik. Only if everyone knows there was a shtar, you became a muzik. But Rav Ili had a tzad, that what Rabbi holds that it helps, not because Rabbi holds migulo hoitzi amrinan bekol ha-terekulo. Maybe Rabbi holds from the Chiddush of Tesis, just Rabbi takes it one more step. And Rabbi says, even that migula haitzi lo yamrinan, but if a person claims, shtore me'al yehaveli ve'irchas, in the first sugya, so l'shitosa he was a muzik. You're right, we are not masking that it's called a muzik. Because we're claiming that it's not a muzik. Because we're saying that what? L'maisa, you didn't have a shtar. What you're claiming that you had a shtar is garnished. It doesn't help that you claim that you had a shtar. Aber weil, that person is claiming that he had a shtar, is not called a migula haitzi. This was the suffix of Rav Ovin wanted to say, as a chidush, maybe with migula haitzi, dainu, alibe de Rav Yosef migula haitzi lo yamrinen. But what Rabbi holds amrinen, is because shtore me'al yehaveli ve'irchas. B'meile, in our case, v'nahu arve, that he never had a shtar, right? Because the guy paid him back. And Ahu Arve, he never had a shtar. Because the guy says, I gave you back the money. And he said, yeah, but you took it again. And the new time is no shtar bichlal. So here, even Lefi Rabbe, Migu will not help. This was the suffix that he sent to Abaye. Because Abaye was a Talmud von Rabbe. This is what he sent to Abaye, the Talmud von Rabbe. He told him, Efshar dein Rebbe is moide, in this case, that it doesn't help. Why? Now, I myself hold migula haitzi lo yamrinan. And for sure it doesn't help. Rabbi holds migula haitzi amrinan, but maybe with Rabbi holds migula haitzi amrinan, not stand because lo haitzi. Because we said it, you say it in Tesis, when a person has a shtar, he's a muzik. You're right, here's not mamish a muzik. Because we claiming that he never had a shtar. Aber l'shitoso, he's a muzik. So then Rabbi holds migu b'chai gavna helps, lehavzik. Omar lehabaye, it's like the ktsoy, so what Abaye answered him? Rav Ili, what you want from me? You passing like Rabbi Yosef. Stop to think about Rabbi. As I learned the choice. It's best to make the Poras Yosef. Omar Lei. Ho Iyud Omar Rizik of a say the Rabbi Ba'arabi Rabbi Yosef is Zuzi. You're not passing like Rabbi. So don't start to clear. You didn't tell him, Hainu Hach, Hainu Kamaise. Tell him, you don't passing like Rabbi. So what are you asking me, Bichlal? So, these are Be'etzem, before Leichtem Ahalchim in the Suge, before we see the Lashon HaRashbam inside. The Ritva says, Ein Echenami, Stami asked Rav Ovin, other because it's less Sheker. This is the reason he asked him, if he's the second Pshat of Tesis. Poras Yosef says, because it's less Chayzer V'Toyen, he asked him, Amur Toyen V'Chayzer. And the Ktsoy says, he asked him, maybe in the Bismedrash Fun Rabbe, here it's called Lehoitzi Lekule Alme, with the Lomdus of the Ktsoy. Because here he never claimed that he had a Shtar. And this is what he answered him. Well, so this is what he told him anyway. What's enough kamina? It's a frekta alibi da rabbi. That's a milo be milo. It's a small ktsois. Could I just see pei dalet siv cotton base 20 lines? A cool ktsois. But it's giboit and the ktsois and pei base siv cotton ches. Lemaise, when we learn the Rashbam, it's mashma and the Rashbam a different pshat. especially if you see inside the Loshon from the Rashbam HaKotzor, it's Kimat Lehedi and the Rashbam HaKotzor and Baba Basra. Look in the Rashbam. The Rashbam is mashma that it's bothering him what is going on in our sugya. He doesn't say the Ktzois. He doesn't say the Ritvo. He doesn't say Torah V'Chayza V'Torah. Let me know the Loshon HaRashbam. The paskin ki Rav Yosef, the also moide hoyo ashtar shishtar acher hoyo loy. Ve lo kach ezel yo yisvod. Ve oysto mezuyef mamesh. Hil kach hifsit. Aval hoche. Loy hoyo lo orem shtar acher moilom. Ki im ze. Ve hach al gav. Aval gav de parinu here the words. Keivom de hodar shaklinu keilu loy parinu domi. Keilu loy parinu domi. The Rashbam repeats it in the line before, in the second, in the third line, in the bigger lines. Look in the Rashbam. Lav hado shekalte minoi, ukemisha loy porato domi. Ukemisha loy porato domi. What steht in the Rashbam? Steht in the Rashbam, a poshtel on this. That the suffix from the Gemara was not a suffix from the sugya before, was a different suffix. You write shtar shen nimchal shiabudoi, you can't be goyva again. But the Gemara had a tzad that if you give money to someone, he said, I'm sorry, give me back the money, ki'ilu you never gave back the money. We see it in the next line of the Gemara. The Gemara says if the money is not a good money and he gives it back, he ki'ilu never gave back the money. And the Rabbi Yehuda says it's not dafka if it's bad money. If the guy gives you the money and you say, please take it, I don't want to take it now, you could leave the shtar. And it happens a lot of times. The person has a shtar choyf. It's magi ala halacha a lot of times. You come over to someone, you owe me money. Say that he gives you $100. Where is the shtar? Oh yeah, I forgot the shtar in my house. So he says, no, no, no. So give me back the money. When you give me the shtar, I'll give you it. But you go over to someone, you owe me money. How much? 100 shekel. You give him the 100 shekel, give me the shtar. Oh yeah, I forgot it in my house. So the guy says, okay, so give me back the money when you give me the shtar. Now, in the middle, he gives back the money. That shtar is not a good shtar. He already paid. The talent is okay. Oh, we're sorry. I'll die to the ocher. I never paid you. So with salkedaitoch in the Gemara, that it's not a shtar shen nimchal shiabudoi. As I state in the Rashbam HaKotzo. Dainu, it's not. It's a zaydik esofek. It's a zaydik esofek. It's not a shtar shen nimchal shiabudoi. And this is the last two lines. Rabbi Yehuda is meramis to it very stark. The last two lines of the Gemara. The hamen mila that was good money. But if it was smoky, it was bad money, lekula alma is not nimchal shiabudoi. Then it was a suffix b'ilchas nimchal shiabudoi. Just, Abaye answered him in a sharp loshon. Abaye told him, I hold that the chai gavna that he paid, even if he gives back the money, it's a nuchoid. B'meile, it's like a shtor zayva that you were mistapik before. But now that this suffix was the suffix in the sugya before. And the first four mehalachim we're learning, that the etzem, it's another echatimtas than the sugya before. I'm saying it's not another echatimtas than the sugya before. It's a sugya farzi. Just the Gemara is mistapek behilchois. Shtar shenimchal shiabudoi, if b'chaigav that a person gives back the money, if it's considered. And as I said in the Rashbam, look, the Rashbam starts. Lav hodo shakir taminoi, ukemi sheloi porato domi. Why Rashbam has to add it? Stop! You owe me money! I have a migu, I didn't have to say, believe me that you owe me money! Who asked the Rashbam when the sugya starts to say, and ki'ilu you never paid me? You paid me, and now I'm stamped taking out a paper, I have a migu, I could have said that you didn't pay me, so believe me that you paid me and you took again the money. And the Rashbam is miyad betchilas ha-sugya before the language Rashbam, and he tells him, v'kimisha loy porato domi. And the next Rashbam, v'kimisha loy porato. Inami, what is the second side of the Gemara? Shishinim chashiyabud, ayin ha-choyza v'gayim al-boy. B'meleh, ha-shtori chasme ba'alme. So this is the Mahalach, the Rashbam learns in the Gemara. Kum de k'tzois. And that was another shlav in the Gemara. Lom again, one more shlav in the Gemara. Is a smap, it's a tifezach. Is a sma and shach and simen membeis. Simen membeis in Shulchan Aruch, Chishon Mishpa. Shtar shenimchal shiabudoi. We said a case, a person owes someone money, he pays him back, he gives him back the shtar. After a week he asks again for money, says, okay, here, take back the shtar, take back the shtar, and give me money. You can't use the shtar again. Shtar that you paid already off. It's a mod nezach. Belongs to Svei Yishuach. It's Nimchal Shiyabudai. I write a shtar. You owe me money. And you give me money and I give you the paper. Then you pay me back. I pay you back. You give me back the paper. I can't use the paper again. So the paper could be used what? It's a mod nezach. But that's the halacha. Shtar shen Nimchal Shiyabudai. Ein achayza v'gayim. Shtar shen Nimchal Shiyabudai. Ein achayza v'gayim. Zog the sma. Nearly that minaydi day you could be goyver. Minaydi day you could be goyver. You can be goyver from lekuches. But minaydi day avada you could be goyver. The haynu you can be goyver to make a gvir from the lekuches. But if a person comes over to his friend, here is a paper you owe me money. Yeah, I took it one time. You paid me. You gave it back to me. I gave it back to you. Again, you wanted money. You gave me it again and again. Alamol, you could be goyver minaydi day with a shtar. What? Why? No, legabi lekuches, you have to have aloche fun shtores. It's a takonah de rabbon and hilche shtar. You're not goyver from lekuches shtar. Takonah sashuk, you have to have a shem shtar. Minaydi day, you could be goyver. And the shach says, avada, you cannot be goyver. And the shach says, avada, you cannot be goyver. Now, I want to be masked before we start. The Briskerov explained, Be'etzem, you can ask me a kasha. I have a piece of paper in my hand that you owe me money. If you didn't owe me money, the paper will not be in my hand. It's a raya that you owe me money. Why is that a good raya? I have a paper in my hand that you owe me money. You right? You owe me once, and I paid you, and now I owe you again. Oh, but if I have a piece of paper in my hand, Reuven owes me money. Reuven says, yeah, I owed you once money, and I paid you. And then you gave me the paper, and then I needed again money, I gave you it again. No, so why I can't be goyver? I have a raya. If you didn't owe me money, what the paper is doing by me? Abba the Teretzes, Biskirov says, that the alochem shtorcha biyodim my boys, it's not stam a svore, why the paper is by me. It's hilchis edus, edus shebishtar, the shtar is the edus bruro that you owe me money. And while the shtar is the edus, if it doesn't have a halacha of a shtar, there's no raya that you owe me money. And from the raya from shtorcha biyodi, we don't bowl a yosef and edus. This is the yosef b'sel haforma of the briskel. Mikol mokim, this is the machlekes sma and shach. The sma says that shtar shenimchol shiabudo, you could be goyve for bnei choyrim. Again, you have a raya, shtorcha biyodi my boys. And the shach learns avada, you cannot goyve for mechosim bnei choyrim. The shtar is worth nothing. Frag de Shach, ich hab a Reihe Bruro from our Suge that you're not goyve from Bnei Choyrim. If the Sma is right that you're goyve from Bnei Choyrim, so what is the problem in our Suge? What is the Pshat in our Gimel? If the Halacha is that you should be goyve from Bnei Choyrim, so what is the problem in our Suge? You're right, Nimchal Shiyabudoi, but pay me. What is the Pshat in our Gimel? How does Sma could say the Shtar Shenimchal Shiyabudoi? You can be goyve from Bnei Choyrim. If you can be goyve from Bnei Choyrim, so what is the Pshat in our Sugya? Shteit in our Sugya that he tells him, I don't owe you money, I paid you. He says, but you took it back again. No, Shtar Shenimchal Shiyabudoi, even if I took it back again, I'm not Neman. Why am I not Neman? If the Sma holds that even Shtar Shenimchal Shiyabudoi, you could be goyve from Bnei Choyrim, so Frank the Shach, so what is the Pshat in our Gemara? What is the Pshat in our Gemara? So what does Nimchal Shiyabudoi? If Nimchal Shiyabudoi, you can't be goyve bichlal. So this is what he told him. Herzachai. I paid you back. You claim again? Again it's goldish. Chasta be'alme. But lefidus ma, it's not a chasta be'alme. Lefidus ma, it's not a chasta be'alme. As they frek the shach. And here we come to a greisa yisoid. I want this kasha to be klar, because here the ktsois uses all the svaros that we said, and he's mechadosh chidushi. So nochamot. A person, in our sugya, a person has a shtar that you owe me money. He says, yeah, but I paid it already. He says, yeah, but you took it again. Lefi the sma, the shtar is a raya, at least me b'nei choyrim, but he could be goyve. Lefi the shach na. Frek the shach, how the sma could say that you can be goyve for b'nei choyrim? In our gemara mevur, that the person doesn't have a proof, the migu is a shvach migu, it's a migu lehoitzi, it's not koyach hatayne, and he's not goyve for b'nei choyrim. Why is not goyve from Bnei Choyrim? Aber lefi the sma, you could be goyve from Bnei Choyrim. As they break the shach, and simen memches, siv cotton base. Zog de ktsois. אתה משפר. זוג דקצויס. יא זה פושטת ארץ. הרצח אין גוט. Why you not gave an our sugi for b'nei chayrim? You know why in our sugi you not gave it for b'nei chayrim lefi desma? So I saw him stuck his son in the yavits, in the back of the gemara. He says, אין לכנמי. How about you could be gave in the sugi for b'nei chayrim? He wanted to be gave for mishu abodim in the sugi. אבל זה לא דויך. זה נשת פשט in the sugi. הרצח זוג דקצויס מדרש פליה. מדרש פליה. זוג דקצויס, you know why you not gave it in our sugi b'nei chayrim? Because it's a migula hoitzi. Migula hoitzi lo yamrinen. Why it's a migula hoitzi? Because I said that when a person has a shtar that is only given mibnei chayrim, not mimishu abodim, you don't say shtar o imed ligoves kegobi domi. I was miyasad and you saw it, even that a person has a shtar, but if it's a shtar that is not given mimishu abodim, it's called migula hoitzi. You know why he can't be given mibnei chayrim in our suge? Because it's a migula hoitzi. As I end for the ktsais. So no chabot. The Sma learns that if a person comes out with a shtar that already was parua, is neman again to collect money, mibnei chayrim. Zog the shachavad in that, because if yes, what is the problem in our suge? Lemaisa, he has a shtar in his hand, let him to collect money, let him to collect, why he can't collect. Zog the ktesi, because he doesn't have a migul, it's a migul haitzi. If you could be given him a shua bodim, so it's not a migul haitzi. But if you can't be given a shua bodim, it's a migul haitzi. These are the words of the Ktsois. What? The Ktsois fragt Reb Nochem, fragt the Magia, kidat zene Magia and the Ktsois, and Simon Pebeis, Gimel maybe. Zog the Ktsois, Zog Reb Nochem, he doesn't understand the Ktsois. What is the Shaykhis Migu? What is the Shaykhis Migu? Nochem. A person took out a shtar, you owe me money, I'm the Orev, I paid for you the choiv. So the guy, I paid you back. He says, yeah, but I paid, but you owe me again. I have a shtar. Lefi desma, b'chai gadna, I could go over to you and collect money, right? Doesn't that look like desma? I could go over to collect money. I have a schus to collect money with such a shtar. Frag the shach, so what is the problem in our sugya? Yes, migu, on migu, he could collect money. Vazdok, dikstois migu lo'oitzi. What is the shaykhis migu lo'oitzi in our sugya? What is the Shaykhis Migula Oitzi? The person could collect money because he has a shtar that says that you owe me money and I'm never with the shtar to claim that you owe me money. Why a person is not never? He has a shtar in his hands that in the shtar says that you owe me money. You're right. You paid me and I'm asking now for the new money. And forget about Migu. You're right. Mitzad Migu, it's Migu Oitzi. Because the migu doesn't help. Why the migu doesn't help? Because the shtar shenimchal shiabudoi is not given mishu abodim. So the migu that I could have kept quiet, I can't use. Forget about that I could have kept quiet. I have a shtar. Klap im nechoyrim, the shtar. Is that good, the shtar? You're right. Klap im mishu abodim, I need to come to a migu. Because I don't have a shtar anymore. Because it's nimchal shiabudoi. I need to come to a migu. Migu lo hayitzi lo yamrinen. Aber klap im nechoyrim, I have a shtar that you owe me money. What's end of the choice? Migul haitzi in our sugya. What's the shaykhus to migul haitzi? You're right, he has a migul, he could have kept quiet. That migul is a migul haitzi. That migul is a migul haitzi. But on the migul, he has a shtar, and he could be given with a shtar. Klar? Zogt Reb Nochem, chidush gadol. That in our sugya, and every time, that's Reb Nochem says every time, the Magia says in our sugya, Reb Nochem zogt, that when a person has a shtar shenimchal shiabudoi and the other person claims that he paid already, if the other person claimed that he paid already, you cannot collect the money even for bnei chayrim. Even for bnei chayrim. Why? Because the shtar never says that's given the anaya alvoy. The shtar never says that he borrowed the money again. The shtar only spoke on the first alvoy. The shtar never spoke on the second alvoy. So be'etzem zog diktzois, zog Reb Nochem pshat and diktzois, when a person is moitzi a shtar, shenimchal shiabudoi, and the other person says, I never took the money again, Avada and Avada, that is no shtar. There's no Eidus in the shtar. Where's the Eidus that he borrowed the money? What says in the shtar, Reuben owes money to Shimon, this is the first choiv, not the second choiv. So the shtar is never a raya that he owes money. So in our sugya, Avada, he cannot be goy with the money. Avada, he cannot be goy with the money. So what is the sma? What is the case of the sma that a person is nema? He says in a different case. Everyone knows that they use the shtar again. Both of them are minded that they use the shtar again. Just, he says, we use it again, and I paid you. And the guy says, if you pay me, why it's by me? This, the sma was mechadesh, that you could be goyved. The sma never said that this shtar is a good shtar to be goyved. The sma never said that this shtar is a good shtar to be goyved. Avada is not a good shtar to be goyved. If we mask him as given the anai alvoe, then the shayim, if he paid or he didn't pay, shtocha biyodim avoyis, legabim nechoyrim, it helps. On the stam, if a person wants to collect with that money, Avada he can't collect with that money. Avada he can't collect with that money. So, I want to imagine why we have to come to the Oymik of the Ktsois. It's a Shver Ktsois, but the Ktsois is a life, the Sefer Alamon, the Ktsois is saying such Shver Zachar. I want to come to the Nekuda, you'll see, with Chmam Shmosik Midvash, no Midaf Haltim Kop. The Ktsois is standing like this. A person has a shtar that Nimchal Shiabudo, you could be Goyve for Bnei Choyrim. Dosi the Aloche, that you can't say Porati. You can't say Porati. If you can't say Porati, so the Shach asked the Kasha, so what is the whole sugi by us? Forget about the Migu from the sugi by us. Forget about the Migu. He has a shtar, let him to collect the money. The Yavit says, Ein Echanami, he could. Not Mashma and the Gemara. The Gemara and Mashma, they didn't give him the money. Zog the Ktzois because he doesn't have a Migu. Migu? Who needs a Migu? He's going to collect money, Alein. He's going to collect money, he has a shtar. Zog the Bnochem, if it's an argument, if you could collect the money or you can't collect the money, Avada, it's not a shtar. It's not the right story. The story was yesterday, not today's story. You can't say that this story happened. I don't have a raya in this story. I have a raya in yesterday's story. I don't have a raya in today's story. Where is the raya in today's story? There's no raya in today's story. How much can raya in today's story? I don't have a raya. The smile, he spoke about something else. After we know that was Alvoe, we know for sure was Alvoe. The guy said that he paid or he didn't pay. Zog the sma, that it helps. Now I want to just moisi from the kud. So what the Ktzois was warning here? And why it's nogea everything what we said? Herzachayim did. The Ktzois had a problem. Lefi the sma. Herzachayim. And also a tifa zach. But midaf amol trachin good. The Ktzois had such a problem. If lefi the sma, at the end of the day, the shtar is a good shtar, if the end of the day, the shtar is a good shtar, right? Right. It doesn't say the story as a given the alvoy. But if we know there was alvoy, it's a good story, right? So I'm asking you now, this person in his pocket has a good shtar or not? Yes. He can prove, he has a good shtar. Now he says, believe me, bimigu, it's believe me, bimigu, I could have said what? I could have said that you never paid me. I could have said you never paid me. So believe me that you, I gave you the money again, and I have a shtar. Believe me that my shtar is a good shtar. This is what the Ktzais was asking. If we, does it the kasha and the sma? Avada, if a person doesn't have a proof that was a second alvoe, the shtar is garnished. Oh, but in our sugya, the guy has a migu. What is the whole sugya here? He has a migu, he could have kept quiet. Why he lost? Chas bebealme. Frek the kasha, lefi the sma, is nishkin chas bebealme. He has a shtar. Taisa says when a person has a shtar, it's not a migul ha'itzi. You're right, it's not a good shtar, it's a small shtar, but it's not a migul ha'itzi. This one was bothering the shach and the sma. You're right that the shtar cannot prove that he owes the money, but I have a migul. What you're telling me, why it's a migul ha'itzi? Because it's a chasna ba'alme. It's not a chasna ba'alme, it's a good shtar. Zag the Ktzois, but if we learn Pshat and Teisves, that when Shtar makes it to be a good Shtar, only a Shtar that Oymen Li'Govois. Aber lefi the Sma, this Shtar is not Oymen Li'Govois. Memele bleibt Chasve Be'alme. This is the Avonas Advorim in the Ktzois. So nochamo, the Kasha is, in our Sugya, the person has a Migu. Vos Rav Yosef answered, Chasve Be'alme. Chasve Be'alme. You're not mighty with a Shtar. You might be the chasne be'alme. If you would have a shtar, it's not the hoitzi. You have a shtar. Aber sie a chasne be'alme. The kasha, but the smaster is not a chasne be'alme. The smaster is a good shtar. The smaster is not a chasne be'alme. The smaster, you could use it. Zog dik tzeis yavar, I could use it to b'lechoyrim, not to mishuabodim. If I could use it to b'lechoyrim, not to mishuabodim, a shtar that I can use to mishuabodim, a weiter am migula hoitzi. Now we have to just mamshich two more lines in the Gemara. V'hanem mile de omar lei hadaltu zefinu minoi, aval omar lei hadretinu niloch machmas deha b'shvike v'smuki akate isel shi'abud ereshta, akate ikel shi'abud ereshta. So I want to ask you a shaila in this Gemara. I don't have a pshitas. Adraba, I think Rabbi Nochem Amor spoke about it in Sefer. I see sachen. Nishta zeklo. The Gemara is mechadish. Even if a person paid already the choy, but if he gave back the money because it's shmuki v'smuki, he doesn't like the money, b'chai gavne, the choy is there. So I want to ask you a shayla. A person takes out a shtar on his friend, and he tells him, you're right, you paid me, but I gave you back because the money was a bad money. He's neman or he's not neman? He's never to say shmuki I call it shayfi v'smuki or not. He's never to say shayfi v'smuki or not. I want to explain. And our sugya is for sure neman. He has a migu. He could have kept quiet. And now it's a good shtar. And our sugya is pasha that he's neman. He has a migu. He could have kept quiet. And our sugya, if he would have kept quiet, it would be a good migu, yes. If he would have kept quiet in our sugya, he would have a migu, yes. So we said, a migu doesn't help if it's a chasve ba'alme. But if l'shitosa it's not a chasve ba'alme, so the migu helps. So in our sugya for sure he's neman. The shayla in the case that he's not neman. He asked me, what is the case? A person, I'll tell you the case. In our case again, the person has a migu, he could have said, I never gave back, I never got the money from you. So he's neman to say, I got it and I gave it back, and it's not a chasve now, because b'shivim v'smikim l'maise, the shivut goes back. But what if he doesn't have a migu? What is the case? I have a shtar that Reuven owes me money. Now, Edim come and say, we saw Reuven paying you. The shtar is in my hand yet. And I'm saying, Rabbi Yisrael, he paid me, but I saw the money is bad, so I gave him back. V'oraya, the shtar is by me. It's good or it's not good? No, come on. I'm holding a shtar, Reuven owes me money. I come to Beis Din, Reuven owes me money. Reuven says, yeah, but I paid you. He says, yeah, but I gave you back because Shiva was smiki, and I have it in my hand. Shtoch beyond in my voice. But before we learn in the smadr, b'chai gavni, you could be giving the money b'chlal. Here the ma'is is the shtar. Oy dil menat da'ayinu. In our sugya, abad la'im neman. Because be'etem, I'm neman b'migu, that b'chlal, you never paid me. Just you saying, chasna be'alme, valentine, shayvi was smiki, b'mele l'shitosi, it's not a chasna be'alme. But the shayla is luyet suyer the haidu. What is the shayla be'etzen? I have a shtorcha biyodi my boys. I have a shtar in my hand. The shayla, when I have a shtar in my hand, and we know that you paid, but I have shtorcha biyodi. I could say that I gave you back the money, and it's nizel b'choy because shiva v'smiki, but mele, I'm timing. Why am I sorry to that? Because be'etzen, this started in the k'tzeis. The k'tzeis, we mechadish that lefi desma, the smile was mechadish as azach. But a person is never to say, on a migu, that he's never to be given. So he says, no, Avadi, you need to have a migu. You can't stand say that he gave back the money. So the shayla is, legabe shvifu v'smuki, I'm never myself to say, or I'm not never myself to say, it's given shvifu v'smuki. From the gemara is no right, because I have a migu. In the case, there is no migu. I said, I have a shtar in my hand, aiding that he paid me. And I'm saying, but I gave it back, because it was shvifu v'smuki. What? This is the shayla. It could be here it's a shtar because it was never a piroin. It was never a piroin. So I have a shtar in my hand. In the Gemara I'm neman because I have a migu. I don't know. I mean, all a migu. That's what I've drachen. Chob mitzah shem morgen. I've gained weiter to the nice sugi of Rav Bar Sharsh.
Isn't that the meister? Shtar beyond my boy k'negen
edim? Not k'negen edim. I'm saying was the etzim. This would happen in the smah. What is smah? I remember to say it was a normal boy. But it says, I don't want a migu, you don't know what I'm doing. That's what it says, not a smart. But it's not never to say it was a normal boy. You can't say, on a migu. If you need a migu, it's a migu, right? In different words, it's a smart.
The last thing, the shining.